Transmission.
It's 8:10 p.m. That is, of course, local time. It's 1930 UTC, where you live, and if you don't believe me, you can check your clock right now. My name is Tobe, and this is another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. And if you're wondering what's on the agenda today, I think we're going to have to go out and look for some baby marmots. So, let's go to OPPD, the Arboretum. And we'll do that in a flash of radio magic in 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are, back at the lovely OPPD Arboretum, the strangest excuse for an electrical substation you've ever seen. I've just gotten out of my car. I'm noticing that the flag poles are at half mast. Somebody died. I hope it wasn't anybody in OPPD. So PPD, they're my heroes. They make the one thing that I need. They create my God, which is, of course, electricity, without which you would not be hearing my voice today. There's also a couple of other official OPPD vehicles here today. So maybe there's some kind of OPPD party going on. All right, I'm crossing over one of many footbridges. And this is where I look out into the grass field and I'm supposed to see Matis. But I don't see any. Now there's something up there. Is that something on a log or is that just the log itself? I can't tell. It's too far away. So we're going to just start walking up this hill. I am being bombarded with some outrageous solar radiation. The sun has been turned up to 11 today. So, as soon as we walk up this little path, we're gonna duck into the forest and go where it's shady. I'm still looking for mutts. I don't see them. Where are my mutties? There's not all that many people here today, and they're sure not over here. The people that are here are either hanging out in their cars or in the little pavilion. So there's nobody over here to spook Mats. Where could my Matis be? Now I can see a spot here where they've been digging. Oh, everybody loves the Matis. I know I do. Alright, I'm kind of in the shade now, so I guess I can take off my sunglasses. Put on my moon glasses. And I guess we can head into the forest. I don't see my buddies, but here's a robin sitting here. Hi, birdie. Doing that weird thing that they do when they stretch themselves out. I wonder what that's all about. Are they trying to cool off? Are they trying to get dry? I have many theories, none of which have been substantiated by any kind of scientific evidence whatsoever. But that's okay. This isn't the Dubious Evidence Committee. Regardless of the quantity of dubious evidence for anything, we should have. Kind of ironic, I suppose. Maybe we should change the name to Dubious Evidence Committee. Okay, so what are we going to find, if anything? It's been dry, although it did rain the other day for about, I don't know, 20 seconds. A very light rain. The interstate is very loud today. Oh, that's because there's guys mowing up there. They got the big, you know, tractor-type mower out, and they're dragging it along the side of the interstate. That would be the 680 loop. It's the loop. Everybody loves the loop. I love the loop. I live inside the loop. Just barely. Alright, so I see a lot of birds just hanging out, but not a lot of dudes. Which reminds me of something else that I was debating whether or not to tell you, my faithful audience, and that is, yesterday I went to Herrenhaven, and I went to Herrenhaven without my equipment, just because I know it's getting kind of tiring listening to me walk through Herrenhaven, saying the same things over and over again, mainly things like, oh, I don't see anything, and that gets pretty boring. So I went to Herrenhaven without my stuff, and I walked in there and I wasn't seeing anything, and I was starting to walk out onto the boardwalk, and I was being real stealthy and real quiet, and right as I was stepping onto the boardwalk, for some unknown reason, I started to say something to myself out loud, and that spooked some movement about 3 meters away from me in some tall grass, and guess who went hippity-hop running away from me? That's right, the fox. The fox that I've been looking for forever. There he was, a beautiful red fox, Vulpes Vulpes. And the direction he went, I thought, oh, I wonder if I can cut him off. So I backtracked and I went around, and sure enough, I walked into a clearing and there's that fox staring at me, and he's like, whoa. And of course, you know, they're too fast, so I couldn't get any shots. I did have my camera, I just didn't have all the recording stuff. And it's a good thing I didn't, otherwise I never would have saw him. He would have heard me coming from much further away. So I finally saw the fox, and he was pretty cool. And I told him that him and me were buddies, and he didn't have to be scared, and so maybe next time he won't freak out. Well, I'm standing here in the little, I don't know, I think they call this the outdoor classroom. To me, it's like a little amphitheater. Well, I saw a marmot in this tree a couple days ago. I just hear a lot of birds freaking out. What's the bird action all about over here? So birdy. Who knows? This is one of those places where I want to give a secret commando concert. Bring my equipment out here, meaning my zook. And I can sit here and play to no audience. Yeah, this is kind of right here in the forest. There's some trails going by here. And then there's this little circle of concrete that's about, I don't know, 4 meters wide, 4 meters in diameter. And then there's 6 benches set up in a sort of half hexagon here. I don't know what you'd call it. I don't know who's ever using this. I've never seen it in use. And it's just one of the places where I'd like to have a guerrilla concert. There's another place in Ralston. In Ralston. Okay, well, first of all, you got to understand, Ralston is this tiny little town. It's a little city within Omaha. It was one of those things where, you know, back in the olden days, it was a separate town, and Omaha sort of grew around it. And they never got incorporated into Omaha, so they are still their own separate little city with a mayor and everything. And it's a tiny, it's probably bigger than Monaco. It's probably bigger than the Vatican City. It could be its own microstate. Ralston's kind of cool. But in Ralston, in downtown Ralston, they have this small band shell. Well, not a band shell, a band stand. And it's right overlooking like the two main streets. Well, actually, there's like 3 streets that intersect in the middle of downtown Ralston. And it's just funny. Someday I'm just going to show up there and just start playing. Wow. They're going crazy with the mowing equipment over there. Scaring all the birds and all the dudes. Maybe this just wasn't the place to be today. Who knows? Well, since we're over in this area, we might as well walk up into the secret mushroom grounds. Nobody's around. When I look down and I just see dry, cracked earth. This is not the time for mushrooms, but, you know, maybe if we walk back here, we will see some kind of dudes. That's what I was hoping. I'm still looking on the ground for mushrooms anyway, though, because, well, that's a hard habit to break. I just want to sneak up here to see if there's any deer back in here today. Although with all the traffic, all the noise and mowing and crazy business going on here on the interstate, they're all probably too spooked to be out here. Gotta find my friends, the friends called dudes what am furry and have four legs. Da 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 da! That's the four-legged friend song. Look at all these crazy birds. All these birdies are going wacko. Got a couple butterflies back here too. I'm just kind of gonna walk up this old deer path here and see what, if anything, is back here dude-wise, because everything's so thick. All the greenery. Step over a log here. I don't see much of anything, but then again, it's getting pretty hard to see much of anything back in here. And I think I'm gonna stop right about here and turn back around. I don't see any four-legged friends out here today. Is it just me, or are all the birds acting very strangely today? Everywhere I look, every bird is being a little wacky and weird. What is going on with this? Well, here's a squirrel at least. Hello, Mr. Squirrely Squirrel. Squirrels are fun. Yeah, we still got some birds doing some weird stuff up in y'all. That's kind of weird. And something else just occurred to me. I wonder if Ukulele Guy is here. This is about the right time for Uke Guy to show up. And I don't know, I haven't figured out the pattern of what days he's here, but maybe we should go look to see if Ukulele Guy has arrived. And as I walk along this path here, I'm seeing some evidence of moles. All right. That's always good news. And I think I'm gonna take this path up here and peek out of the forest. We can look under that one bridge to see if there's any motties, and we might be able to see up to the pavilion thingy to see if you got, yep, there's a mottie, just saw one. He took one look at me and he turned around and he hauled ass back underneath the bridge. And I'm still 30 meters away, well, 20 meters away maybe. Okay, let's sneak up there, see if we can see him again. Oh yes, and here's our little Marty sticking his face out underneath the bridge. And he says hi, and I'm saying hi. Oh, I moved a little bit too fast, and he spooked, and he ran back under the bridge. So we're going to get up on the bridge. And I know where they like to stick their heads out, so we're going to look over to the edges here and look for Marty's. Oh, look right there. It is a baby Marty face with a nose and everything. Hi, baby Marty. He's looking right at me. He says, I'm a baby Marty. And I says, I know. I came out here just to see you today. But now it's getting a little too hot, so I'm going to walk over the bridge here, turn around to see if I can see him sticking out. I don't see him. Okay, well, at least we saw one Marty. And I'm looking up towards the pavilion thingy. I do not see Ukulele Guys, so we're going back into the forest. I got direct sun on me, and I'm not liking it. Yeah, once again, we have some brutal temperatures out here today. It's in the high 90s. I came out as early as I could to help avoid the heat. But, you know, when it only gets down to, you know, like 76 degrees overnight at the coldest, you know, you're not going to have a cool day. Wow, here's some interesting fungus growing on a stump. Gosh, I know what that is, but I can't remember the name of it. It's one of those bleeders. This is one of those fungi that it bleeds. Its latex is like dark red and clear, and it looks like blood. It's awesome. But this particular specimen is not bleeding at this time. Hopefully I'll get some pictures of that this year. That's always a tricky one. You gotta time it just right. All right, so let's go back into the other baby marmot zone. We'll have to cross over yet another footbridge. This one right here. Then we'll walk down this baby zone and it leads right back to the car. So if we don't see any babies, we can go back to somewhere with some air conditioning. So here we are, walking down the path that sometimes I refer to as Mott Alley. And I'm looking into the weeds, I don't see my motts. Maybe it's just too hot for them to come outside, but you know, that can't be right. Because they're always out doing my stuff. Look, there's another bird doing the weird bird thing. What is that all about? You know, I'm seeing that more and more. And geez, it seems like the hotter it gets outside, the more I see it. So I'm wondering if it's some kind of way for birdies to cool off. What is that up there? What is that up there on the hill? Yes, that is a big mutty. Yes, I found one. I found a big mutty. And he's up on the hill, not too far from the street. That is not a safe place for mutties. And then now he's hiding under a tree. He's hiding under a little spruce tree because he knows I can see him. Are you looking at me, Mati? Yes, now he's walking towards me. Oh, he's a big thug. I wonder if I should try to take a picture of him. I've got plenty of pictures of this guy already. Ah, now he's hanging out in that little burrow that's up there on the side of the hill. I didn't think that burrow ever got used, but obviously it does. This is one big thuggy boar marmot. Oh, and he's digging it out. Oh, and now he's sticking his butt in my face. He says, oh, take a picture of my butt. Oh, and he's digging. He's digging in his hole. He's kicking out some dirts. Oh, he's so funny. I'm going to sneak up here a little bit closer. Okay, well, he's busy. He just works here, you know. And so I got a couple pictures of him. I don't think I'll post them just because you've seen this guy plenty of times. And the pictures aren't, you know, massively great or anything. The sun is directly overhead. It's not good lighting. Blah, blah, blah. That, and in order to sit here and watch this marmot, I got to stand in direct sunlight. And it's getting to be a little bit overwhelming already. So I'm walking directly back to my car, which is very close. So, where shall I go next? I have a feeling we're going to have to go back home, back to the studio, and do something at home. What are we going to do today? I have no idea. But, being as I'm back to my car, we can figure it out when we get there. In 3, 2, 1, 0, and here we are, back in the studio with Hello Kitty, of course. Yeah, hello. What are we going to do today? I don't know. I got to get something cold to drink, though. Because it's just way too hot, and I'm still feeling very warm. And I do not like it. Alright. Still, though, got to think of something to do today. So what am I doing today, anyway? I don't even know. Earlier, I needed to clean my kitchen floor. So I did. I swept it up, and then I got out my mop and my favorite delimining cleaner. And I filled the sink up with water and I poured in the stuff, right? And I thought, oh, you know, I'm gonna wash my hairpiece. Not my hairpiece, but the thing that I wear on my head, the elastic piece of tube fabric that goes on my head to cover up my hair. And I gotta wash this thing every once in a while. So I thought, oh, I'm gonna just dip it here into the limonene and let it dry. So I dipped it, I rinsed it, and then I mopped up my floor. Not with the thing that I wear on my head, but with my actual mop. Mopped up the kitchen floor, and that's great. So, hooray. The side effect to all of this is that now, because I'm wearing it on my head, I can smell limonene. And it's a good thing I love that smell. But it's kind of weird, because I keep thinking, oh, did I leave that bottle of cleaner open? Why does my house smell like limonene? Oh, that's right, I cleaned the floor. My cat is walking around in the kitchen with her nose to the ground. What's on the floor here? No, it smells so yummy. It smells like lemons. Everything smells like lemons. But you know what we're going to do now? I think we're going to have a movie review. Tobe's movie review of The Forbidden Kingdom, a movie that I finally got to see last night. It's been on TV a few times, and I've always managed to find it while it's already in progress. So I've seen, you know, 2 minutes of various snippets, and I always thought, no, I shouldn't watch this. I need to watch this all the way through from beginning to end. And so finally, yesterday, I had the opportunity to do so. And I was happy that I got to see it. What do I feel about the movie? Well, But maybe I should start from the beginning. The Forbidden Kingdom was a film from 2008, and it stars Jackie Chan and Jet Li. And it is loosely based on what is easily my favorite ancient Chinese book, Journey to the West. And if you're not familiar with Journey to the West, I suggest you look it up. But it mostly concerns the trials and travails of Sun Wukong, sometimes called the Monkey King, or just Monkey. And let me just say, the Monkey King is my hero. It doesn't matter what form he takes, Sun Wukong, Hanuman, it doesn't matter. This is the God King for me. So it's essentially Journey to the West, except with the introduction of a white character. And this is where, you know, it becomes a modern movie, where, you know, an American kid who's a fan of kung fu movies manages somehow, you'll have to watch the movie, to be transported back into the time of, you know, mythical kung fu days in China. And he learns kung fu and blah, blah, blah. The MacGuffin in this movie is my favorite weapon from Chinese mythology of all time, the Ruyi Jingubang, which is the Monkey King's magical staff that has all kinds of properties. But they did not go into this at all in the movie. I was waiting for the staff to magically elongate at some point. It never does. It doesn't matter. It's just the MacGuffin. It's just the thing that forwards the plot. And so the kid eventually learns kung fu. There's a lot of pretty common tropes. There's the annoying training montage that all these movies have to have, and et cetera, et cetera. The film itself is mostly just eye candy. It's a period piece. It's a costume drama, and it looks tasty. It's full of visual flavor. I dug it. You know, it's basically a bunch of action scenes strung together with dialogue scenes. It's not the greatest adaptation of anything in the world. The story is fine. I can't really complain just because it looks so tasty. One of my favorite pieces of eye candy was, what is the name of that character? Oh yeah, Ni Chang. The white-haired witch, that's how they translated Lian Ni Chang in this particular piece. This is actually a character from a different book. I don't think she makes an appearance in Journey to the West. This is from a completely different ancient book, but, you know, they just sort of threw everything into the pot to make a decent movie. And she was played by Li Bingbing. And that is some eye candy right there. I also like anybody named Bingbing. Sometimes I call my cat Bingbing. Overall, I have to say that I liked the whole thing. I mean, it's a pretty good standalone package. And if you like to watch, you know, Jackie Chan and Jet Li fight, either themselves or other people, yeah, it's pretty good. And, you know, Jackie Chan's getting a little up there in age, and I don't think he's quite doing as many of his own stunts as he used to. This film is basically a wire fu movie, and if you're not familiar with the concept of wire fu, you're going to need to look that up. But there was plenty of long, uninterrupted takes of Jackie Chan and Jet Li doing their thing, and it's a beautiful thing to watch. And then occasionally, you know, you get your little wire fu stunt and somebody goes flying through the air. But that's to be expected. That's to be expected because this is kind of a fantasy piece. There's magic involved. So, you know, you gotta be ready for, you know, the wire lifts. You know, it happens. But it's pretty tasty. It's pretty tasty. I do recommend it. Not as as you know, a historical document, if you want a historical document, just read Journey to the West. But if you know, if you like light entertainment in a Chinese mythology flavor, this is the movie you want to watch. It's pretty good. We do get to see Jet Li as the Monkey King in a few scenes, especially at the beginning, doing, you know, awesome Monkey King stuff. And he's pretty funny. I thought he was good. But he also plays another part. He plays the part of the silent monk. And basically, it's, you know, kind of a quest movie. The white kid has the Jingubang, and he's got to return it to his rightful owner, which is, you know, the Monkey King, who has been imprisoned in stone by the Jade Warlord, etc., etc. Some of these ideas might sound familiar if you know Journey to the West. Otherwise, you might think, oh, this is a nice, fresh, original movie. So either way, you should probably check it out. I did like the scenes with Ni Cheng, the white-haired witch, as they called her in the movie. I sort of know her as the white-haired demoness, but, you know, same thing. And there's some great scenes where she's using her magic hair. And I'm thinking, geez, I wish I had hair like that. But, you know, fantasy is fantasy. And even though I thought the story was a little on the weak side, not because it didn't flow, not because it was bad or anything, it's just, you know, we had to shoehorn this white kid in somehow. You know, but still, you know, I can complain. I can think of anything to complain about, but still, I'm going to put this film in like my top five favorite kung fu films. Just because it's eye candy and it works. It's Jet Li and Jackie Chan. How can you go wrong? This film probably made $100 million. And somebody looked that up. And it's okay, yeah. So if you like these kind of films, I would also recommend Kung Fu Shuffle, which absolutely kills me. I have to watch it every time it's on. It's so funny, and it's so good. And then there's a related film called Shaolin Soccer, which combines two of my favorite things, Shaolin Kung Fu and football. Of course it's going to be my favorite movie in the world, and it's hilarious and awesome. So, yeah, I guess that's my movie review segment for this episode. Go watch some movies sometimes. When you're not out spotting moths or picking mushrooms, watch a movie. Try to relax. And go learn some martial arts, for God's sake. Your kung fu is no good. And my technique will not be defeated. You know, speaking of my technique, isn't it about time for me to go practice my Fukia Jitsu? Yeah, I think it is. We're starting to run out of time here. What time is it anyway? Oh, look at that. It's 1957 UTC. What a surprise. And look at this. It's about to roll over to 1958 UTC. 2:10. It's 1958 UTC. You've been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day right here on and on radio at 1930 UTC. So tune in tomorrow, the next day, and every other day for the rest of your life because, well, where are you going to get so much awesomeness condensed down into 30 minutes? Right, nowhere. Let's see, what day is this? I think it's Freitag. So, guess what's coming up next? That's right, Barnacle. Our favorite DJ Barnacle with the Sound Show, Genre Mix and Discussion is coming up next on Anon Radio right after me. So please stay tuned for that because, well, it's also awesome. As for me and Hello Kitty, yeah, we know. We're going to have to get out of here. So I don't think there's really much more for me to say other than I'll see you tomorrow. And bye-bye. Is this thing off?
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.